Guess who's here? This is a friend of the Morning Scramble. Miss Karen Brubeck is here.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I am great. And you are now a friend of the Morning Scramble because you've been here several times now.
I'm ready for you.
Gracing the airwaves here on the Voice of Vashon. We are thrilled to have you. And Miss Heather Mulligan, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Hello.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining me via the virtual Zooms. You know, again, I'm just going to say hashtag perk of COVID, right? You know, you can do a lot of stuff right from the comfort of your own bathtub.
I assure you, I'm not in the bathtub today, though.
I see that virtual background. I don't know. I don't know where you're having your tequila sunrise this morning. Okay, not really. So, ladies, thanks for joining us here. Let's get serious.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Karen, let's kick it off with you. For those listeners that have not met Karen Brubeck, let's have a little intro to who you are and what you do for PSE.
Yeah, so I've been with PSE for 8 years now, in three different positions, and my current position is PSE Senior Community Engagement Representative, and I cover Kitsap County and Vashon. And in that, I wear many, many hats. I share relevant information about PSE programs and projects and opportunities with Vashon. And then I connect PSE subject matter experts like Heather with the community on a wide range of topics. And today we're going to be talking about PSE renewable options. And then when there are storms, power outages, I partner with Vashon Be Prepared and Voice of Vashon, just to get information out to the community. I also, in other parts of the area I cover in Kitsap, I support a lot of community-facing work around our project work that we do. So at a super high level, that's my role. And then before we kick it over to Heather today, I just wanted to chat about, I think our last show that we did was about the PSE Foundation, and we had Rachel joined us from the PSE Foundation, and we talked about PSE's giving in the community. Essentially, we do corporate giving, which is sponsorships to support the great work that nonprofits in the community are doing. And then there's the PSE Foundation, which many people are not aware of, and it's completely separate from the company, but they also do a lot of corporate giving as well. So we have some final numbers for 2022 that I just wanted to share. PSE and the PSE Foundation were thrilled to be able to support 16 different organizations on Vashon in 2022. And I'm not going to get into the detail of all them, but I did want to kind of spotlight four organizations that received a PSE Foundation competitive grant. And those include Vashon Be Prepared, Vashon Island Growers Association, the Vashon Moray Community Food Bank, and Vashon Youth and Family Services. So a huge congratulations to all of those organizations, and they do just such fantastic work on the island. And before I kick it over to Heather, it's a really great timing too. I just wanted to let folks know that PSE Foundation's competitive grant program has opened again this year, and they're accepting applications through May 15th. So local nonprofits, tribal governments can request grants ranging from $5,000 to $10,000, and the grant awards will focus on proposals that support areas of food security, shelter, literacy, and nonprofit staff development. So to find more information on that, folks can go to www.psefoundation.org.
That's great. Nonprofit staff development. So tell me a little bit more about what that looks like.
Yeah, you know, I think I would, don't want to get too far over my skis here,
would
reference folks to the website. Also, if they have additional questions, once they take a look at that, I'm happy to connect them to Rachel as well, because she's always happy to meet with folks.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's very exciting. Oh my gosh. Viga, Vashon, Be Prepared, the Food Bank, and Vashon Youth and Family Services. Congratulations, guys. That is really awesome. And thanks for that wonderful, the wonderful way you give back to our community. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
Fantastic. And now I think, Heather is going to talk about our renewable options for customers and some new products.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, good morning. So I'm Heather Mulligan. I'm the manager of our Customer Clean Energy Solutions at Puget Sound Energy. And basically what that means is we offer customers products and services that support their sustainability goals through things like renewable energy and electric vehicle adoption. So those are the things I'm here to talk about today. Of course, we also have lots of great energy efficiency programs. I would be remiss if I didn't bring that up, but that is not part of what is in my world that exists with another team.
Great. So electric vehicle is what's happening. I mean, that's very exciting. As a matter of fact, we have an electric vehicle station that's being built right across the road from me. I live in West Seattle, and we've been watching them kind of, organize that portion of the community there to get that going. I'm wondering when it's going to be up and running. But yeah, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so there's already a number of electric vehicles being driven here in Washington State, which is great. But, one of the hesitations that a lot of folks have about transitioning to electric vehicles is feeling comfortable that they're going to have a place to charge that vehicle, and that they'll be able to get out and about and not be stranded somewhere, right? So what we're trying to do is build out a charging network that makes it possible for folks to feel more comfortable regardless of where they live, work, play. And so we're doing that through things like residential charging incentives, multifamily charging incentives. One of the groups that we feel like really needs to be addressed is those folks who live in multifamily at multifamily properties. They need to have charging services as well. They don't necessarily have, an outlet in their garage that they can plug into. So that's another group. Workplace charging is an area that we're going to be moving into. We had a pilot program. We're hoping to expand that. And then fleet and commercial services, lots of fleet vehicles out there these days that are interested in transitioning to that electric vehicle future. So lots of options out there for folks and building out that charging network with our support.
And any plans for Vashon?
We are accepting applications and would love to see some applications come in. Right now, the two programs that are live are the multifamily residential program and the fleet and commercial services program. So if there are any entities on Vashon Island that fit into those categories, we'd love to see an application come in, and we will do what we can to see how we can help build that network out. We have two options for folks. We can either, PSE can own and operate and maintain the charging infrastructure, in which case we'll pay for all of it up to certain caps on the products. But we can also accommodate those who want to own and operate the charging infrastructure themselves, in which case we'll do what we call make ready work. We'll make sure that we build out and upgrade the system to their meter, and then we'll provide them incentives for that charging infrastructure.
That's really interesting. there's actually a show on Fridays, the Friday Morning Scramble, and they do a Count the Subarus at 10 o'clock going through town. So that, that used to be quite a thing here on Vashon. And now they nearly have to do Count the Teslas. So I think about the opportunity that we have here on the island for electric car charging services. Every other car that goes by is an electric car here on the island.
Yeah.
You know, and I think about, anyways, here I go. I'm like, who can I get this application information to? So if businesses or multifamily units wanted to fill out an application, where would they find that information?
They would definitely find that at pse.com. And so I would encourage them to go to pse.com. And then there are, there's a section there called Energy and Environmental Services. And I would check that out and they'll find electric vehicles there.
Great. That's great.
We have some tools on there that will help them. And we also, just for the residential consumer who hasn't quite made that leap and is like, you know, I don't know if I want to do the Tesla thing, but all I see is Leafs and Teslas. There are actually 70 electric vehicles out on the road now here in Washington State. And we have some tools online. You can go online and take a look at what vehicles are out there, what, you know, the price comparisons are, mileage comparisons of these various vehicles, and even compare it to your traditional internal combustion engine vehicle. So definitely encourage folks to go to pse.com and check it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to drive a Ford F-150. You know, wasn't really the best on gas. And recently, traded that in for a RAV4 hybrid. So okay. I'm feeling better about my, you know, my carbon footprint here. And we're now a one car family as well. So there's lots of things that we can do to make sure that we are treating Mother Earth the way it should be treated and not
Absolutely.
Like, you know, yeah. So what other programs are you working on?
Kate, I could just add one thing mm-hmm. too, that as PSE is building a lot of these new programs and products, we are trying to design them in a way that reduces barriers so every customer can participate. So in that regard, we have also been having conversations with some organizations on Vashon and throughout our service territory, but just to ensure that we are hearing those voices too. So I just wanted to note that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that you brought that up, Karen. Thank you. Because we do, you know, I mentioned that we will help those multifamily properties or businesses with installing their charging infrastructure. But we actually have additional incentives for what we call our Empower Mobility customers. And those are properties that directly serve low-income residents or tribal communities or businesses that might be BIPOC-owned. Or serving those communities. And they're eligible for both higher incentives plus some additional vehicle rebates. So for instance, at a multifamily property, if they if more than 50% of their residents are low income, we will help them get a vehicle and set up a ride share program for that property. So definitely trying to make sure that you know, as we transition to electric vehicles, it's accessible to everyone.
Excellent. Excellent. And if you're just joining us, this is Kate Dowling. We're here live on the Monday Morning Scramble. And I'm joined by Karen Brubeck, Senior Community Engagement Representative, and Heather Mulligan, Manager of Customer Energy Renewal Programs at PSE. Thanks for joining us again. And so the electric vehicle, hear about that. I've heard about that now. Tell us a little bit more about programs that you're working on for renewables.
Yeah, so we have a number of programs that we've rolled out that allow customers to match their energy with renewable energy or replace some of their energy with renewable energy or even generate their own renewable energy. So kind of various tiers of participation. Under that match category, we have our traditional green power program and also a program called Solar Choice. And those are programs that allow customers to match either a part or all of their energy usage with renewable energy generated and put onto the grid from all over the West Coast. And that's done through something called a renewable energy credit. And so we retire those attributes on the customer's behalf. And that starts for as little as $4 a month. And so with green power, the average home can offset their electricity use 100% for about $8 to $9 a month. Solar Choice is a little more expensive. That's 100% solar, and a lot of that solar is coming from here in Washington State. And that to offset with 100% Solar Choice is $25 a month. So, but customers, we see a lot of customers mixing and matching those products. On the replace side of things, we have community solar. And so in that case, customers can enroll for a share in a local solar project. And we're building out projects both in Western Washington, smaller projects on the roofs of schools, municipal buildings, community centers, and the like, as well as a couple of projects that we have over in Eastern Washington. And I think right now we actually have shares still available in one of the Eastern Washington projects. And then we hope to add a few more Western Washington projects in the coming months. But for it's $20 a share, and that gets a customer of 1.46 kilowatts of solar that they can then earn credits on every month based on the actual generation of that solar facility. So right now, that's primarily still a premium product. The credits don't fully match throughout the year, the full $20, but it's a great way to support local renewable energy if you don't, say, have a roof that you have good sunlight for, or you don't own your roof, or you live in a multifamily property and just want to see more solar in the region. And then for the low-income customers, we actually have set aside a number of shares at no additional cost. And so those customers who qualify can actually earn nothing but credits on their bill, and they can offset their bill for a single share at about $11 a month from the generation from the solar. So that's match and replace. And then, of course, there's generate. We have a lot of customers who are generating their own solar by putting solar on their rooftop. And in those cases, we will help to safely interconnect their system and then earn what we call net metering credits, which basically means they get a one-for-one exchange of kilowatt hours for any energy that they put back onto the grid when they're not using as much as the system is generating.
That's great. This is going to be really exciting work. I mean,
it's great.
I wouldn't say it's, new anymore, but this is the way of the future. And to be a part of this and, really helping the community understand all of this information, that's really cool.
I love it. I mean, I've been working in renewable energy for a couple of decades now, which kind of ages me very quickly, but I'm very passionate about it, and I'm really excited to see all of the different options that we're offering customers now, really trying to help customers at every stage of the journey to be a participant in this transition. And we really see this as a way of partnering with our communities and our customers to make that transition to 100% renewable energy in a really meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that what I find really cool, and this is a personal experience, we were finally able to put solar on our roof, which is super exciting, this past summer. And to be able to do that and then combine it with an electric vehicle, so you're then also, charging your car as well, it's really exciting, and you really feel good about what you're able to do.
Absolutely. We see so many customers who are starting to bundle these things together, and it is really exciting. We've seen a number of people putting in heat pumps and then saying, oh, well, while I'm at it, I have to upgrade my panel. So while I'm at it, I may as well put in the EV charging installation now too. And, but if I'm going to be using more energy, then I want to put more, you know, I want to put solar on my roof to offset that energy. And then of course, you know, you can then go the rest of the way by, you know, participating in green power to offset the remainder that maybe the solar doesn't cover. So yeah, you really start to bundle these things together and make a big difference.
That's great. That's great. All right. So you can go to pse.com to learn more about energy environmental services. And then also you can go to the PSE Foundation website to find out about the giving program coming up. And that the applications are until May 15th, you said?
Correct.
Okay. That's great. That's wonderful. Ladies, anything else that we'd like to touch upon before we hit the road and play with your outro song?
I just want to thank Heather for joining us today. And Kate, thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. And we'd love to have you back again and talk a little bit more about how this is continuing to evolve. You know, it's funny. My dad is up in British Columbia in White Rock, and he lives in an assisted living facility, and they literally have to do like a cord for his electric vehicle, you know, into a normal plug. Right. They don't have anything in that facility, which, again, I think to myself, wow, there's so much opportunity for these electric charging stations across not only Washington State, of course, but, you know, across the globe. So I love that you're working on that and that happened. That's very exciting stuff. Great.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Heather, what is your outro tune? Let's see here. I like to ask people, you know, put them on the spot, but I didn't. I gave Karen a little heads up about what you would like to be played. And Heather, do you have one?
I saw that note earlier, and the first song that came to mind was John Denver's Sunshine on My Shoulders.
Oh, how lovely. Okay,
nice.
I will totally play that right after Karen's song, which is, you can introduce it, Karen.
Oh, it is Cold Heart, Elton John and Dua Lipa.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining today. Really appreciate your time, and you have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.